This is BBC Surrey.
People living in West Molesey are being warned about con men posing as builders. It's after a 75-year-old woman was left with a hole in the roof of her house. Two men claimed she needed building work done and she agreed to pay them £15. But after one started removing tiles, they both then said she'd have to pay another £2,000. And when she refused, they left without fixing it. PC Peter Basley is the neighbourhood specialist officer for West Molesey.
We've had a number of incidents. I can actually give you some examples. Things that have been used in Surrey have been fake waterboard employees, people posing as police officers, people claiming they're working at neighbouring properties and have left tools around the back or suggesting that people need some work doing in their house, men claiming to need money to borrow cash for a locksmith, people claiming to have lost a football, bogus meter readers, people saying they're there to carry out maintenance, women claiming to work for a cleaning company, bogus window cleaners, and one person has even had a female knock on her door asking for a glass of water and then has left with her handbag.
So this, I mean, all those things you've just listed there, people will try anything, won't they, to get to try and con people?
Yeah, absolutely. It's such a cruel and deeply upsetting crime to fall victim to a distraction burglary, and it has far-reaching implications for the victims, who are often the most vulnerable in our society.
So what sort of advice can you give then for people? Is it just a case of being just ultra-alert all the time?
The advice I'd give to people would be to be extremely vigilant. If you've got a safety chain on your door, use it. If you haven't, then get one fitted. They're not expensive. If you get an unexpected visit to your door, do not let them in until you've made some checks. If they are a genuine person, they will be more than happy for you to make the checks before they come in. However convincing someone's story may seem, I would stress always ask for identification and check with the organisation that they represent. If you've got any doubts at all, then call the police.
I wonder if there's something here as well about us looking out for our neighbours, perhaps if we've got elderly neighbours checking in on them, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. I'd urge anyone who has an elderly neighbour or relative to help them by making them aware of potential risks and keeping an eye out for any suspicious people around your properties. Neighbours, communities can really be a deterrent against some of these people by just looking out for each other.
Now, I know you've got your annual Surrey Police burglary campaign going on at the moment, haven't you? Can you just tell me a bit more about that?
We've run an annual burglary campaign. This one's running until the 15th of November. We're already finding Surrey residents helping us to reduce the number of burglaries by basic security techniques, leaving lights on. And there's a website called immobilise.com where you can register your belongings on for free. You can put photographs on there. It's really a good way of marking your property, so if the worst does happen, you can get your property back if it's found. Reporting any suspicious activity, if you're suspicious in the slightest, then I would urge that you contact Surrey Police on 101 or in an emergency 999. You can find more on the Surrey Police website, which is www.surrey.police.uk/burglary.
There's a lot there, isn't there, actually, about us helping ourselves and taking some responsibility for ourselves?
There is, and also taking responsibility for your neighbours, your friends. You know, we all need to work together to bring these criminals to justice and to stop them committing these crimes in the first place, protecting our vulnerable people and assisting people to act as a deterrent. If anyone turns up unannounced, don't let them through the door until you've made these checks. If you're in the slightest bit suspicious, you must call Surrey Police. You know, we really want to catch these people because, you know, as a police officer, I see the impact of a crime such as this happening to victims, and it can be really, really horrendous. I don't want anybody to go through it, so we need to do as much as we can to stop this happening.
PC Peter Basley there, who's the neighbourhood specialist officer for West Molesey.